Today, we're going to talk about two key things that you need to do to have April showers turn into the type of May flowers that you want in your life, and they are soil and seed. And as we talk about these, we're talking about life. There's things that you're going to plant. They're either going to be intentional or unintentional. There's soil that you're going to put it in, which is either going to be good or bad. Both of these things are your choice in what they are, the type of seeds and the type of soil. In the end, over time, through all the different things that happen, the rain, the sun, the good days, the bad days, there is going to be a flower, a fruit, a garden that's going to be produced. And I want to make sure that you have everything that you need to have that garden be what you expect it to be and what you hope it to be, because it doesn't happen randomly or by accident. It happens either by choosing and even with not choosing that garden is going to turn out with exactly what you planted and exactly the type of soil that you put it in. But here's the good news. With being intentional and making sure you're choosing the seeds of what you want, whether that be good health, bad health, happiness, sadness, patience, kindness, frustration, anger, positivity, negativity, whatever seeds we're putting in, and whatever soil we put that in, which is consistency, habits, time, and those things that promote what those seeds will end up doing will determine how fast they grow, how strong they grow, and how much nourishment they have in them, not only to become a great aspect and area and pillar in our life, but also its ability to nourish our life and to nourish others. So I'm not necessarily going to define what those things are for you, but I'm going to let you know that you are putting something in the ground that will become showered by April and will become a flower in May. So let's talk about soil. When you look at the Grand Canyon, you think, water made that happen? Because we can put water in a hose, we could put water in our pipes, we can have water pour into a glass, we could turn it into any shape we want to, we could splash around in it, we can drink it. But the one thing that we know is when water decides to take over, it could do whatever it wants. If you could see in the back, you see that it's high tide. That water can go wherever it wants to go and do whatever it wants to do. But even though it shapes around other things, it still can change the shape of things. So water, for example, in the Grand Canyon, wasn't that I could pour a bottle of water on a rock and have a rock change, but that water moving with consistency and with time and in a certain direction can move rock, can change rock, can reshape rock, can eat away at rock, and can change the landscape. Even though we think water is going along with the landscape of the land, it's actually the water that is changing the landscape of the land. So that's how soil works. It's consistency and time and habits that actually shape the course of things. Next, let's take a look at seed. What kind of seeds are we putting in the ground? When you see a seed develop, it has everything inside of it and everything it needs to become the full version of that thing. So even though we see an acorn, inside is an oak tree. And even though we see an apple seed, inside of that is a whole tree that produces apples. So it already has everything it needs. It just has to be put in the right soil. The soil and the seed both need each other to become something great. The soil produces whatever you put in it. If you put an apple seed in it, the soil will produce an apple tree. So the soil will produce whatever seed you put in it, because the soil is habits, consistency, and time. So here's a good formula to make sure that you have good soil and seed in your life. First, for the soil, set aside some time to create good habits, the kind of habits that you want. Make sure they're the habits that promote the fruit in your life that you're looking for. Be consistent with it. Pick out a certain number of days that you're going to do it each week and a set amount of time, and plan on sticking to that for weeks and months and even years at a time. And you'll see that expressed in better health, in better finances, in any way you wish it to. Next, the type of seed. Reverse engineer the seed that you want. If you want an apple, the best way to do it is to go to the apple, get the seed, and plant that into the ground. It's reverse engineering 101 is nature. And over time, those little pieces ultimately grow into the finished product because built in them is everything that it needs to be the full version of what you're trying to accomplish. In an apple seed is an apple tree and is apples. So the little things that you do each day already inherently have built in them the great results that you're looking for. So have good soil, have good seed, and enjoy a wonderful harvest days from now, weeks from now, months from now, and years from now that will last you a lifetime.